I've decided to do something new on Thursdays because I've been asked and told to add book reviews to my podcast. I procrastinated because of the work involved and because I had no system to do book reviews. A couple of weeks ago on another one of my hikes, I came up with a different way to do things that's more personal and less of a review, but I still get to talk about the books that I've read, the classes that I've taken, and how they have changed me. I'm starting today with the book that helped me come up with this system, Atomic Habits by James Clear. Welcome to the Second Mix Podcast, where creators and aspiring entrepreneurs go to reflect, revise, and remix their lives and find the mindset they need to thrive without conforming. Nobody's better than you, nobody's smarter than you, and you don't need anyone's permission to succeed. My name is Matthew Bennett, and I was a miserable fool until I discovered all this stuff and changed my life. Now I'm passing it on and paying it forward. At the end of this episode, there's going to be a call to action to take some little step to remix your life. Take advantage of these exercises and watch things begin to change for you. Jim Rohn said something once in a seminar I listened to, and it is quite possibly the idea that dramatically turned me around and got me going in the right direction. Rohn said, "Failure is a few small errors in judgment repeated every day, and success is a few small disciplines repeated every day." The day I heard this, I became full of hope that I could really change. I could really do this. I could really become something more. And my hope was strong enough that I began to do something about it that very day. In the book Atomic Habits, James Clear teaches us that our goals are not going to bring about the success we want. Although it sounds like this flies in the face of all we learned, don't go anywhere, because the two go hand in hand. When you set a goal, that doesn't mean it's said and done. It's just a goal. Until you start taking steps to reach the goal, it's not going to be achieved. The argument James makes here is that too many people focus on the goal instead of the steps. After reading the book, I'm excited to start creating systems so that my small steps will compound over time with minimal effort, because habits will be formed, atomic habits that lead to huge changes. As James Clear writes, goals are about the results you want to achieve. Systems are about the processes that lead to those results. Three things I learned from this book. Number one, time will multiply whatever you feed it. Good habits make time your ally. Bad habits make time your enemy. This is an insightful way of looking at how life and time and energy work together. What if we were to use this thought and begin feeding time itself with powerful small habits? And what if we also stopped feeding time with bad habits? The good would be multiplied and the bad would be diminished. Your life would look quite different in a year and unrecognizable in 5 years. The author writes, "If you want to predict where you'll end up in life, all you have to do is follow the curve of tiny gains or tiny losses and see how your daily choices will compound 10 or 20 years down the line." Things I learned, number two. If you want better results, then forget about setting goals. Focus on your system instead. You do not rise to the level of your goals, Clear writes. You fall to the level of your systems. I have been fixated on setting goals for the last couple years, so this was a tough pill for me to swallow. However, with a little consideration, I was able to work it out in my mind. From the top down, you have to have goals to know what habits are going to get you there to those goals. If there's no direction, there's nothing to work on. From the bottom up, you don't achieve goals, you take steps, and you have to create systems to make sure that you consistently take those steps in order to reach those goals. Once you've broken down the goals into steps and the steps into systems, it's time to focus on the systems. If you need some inspiration or wonder why you're doing something, then go ahead and look at your goals. But if you're wondering what action to take, look at your steps and systems and focus on those. Things I learned, number three. It is seriously difficult to pick just three because I learned so much from reading this book, but my top aha moment was probably when I read this. Most people think they lack motivation when what they really lack is clarity. This knocked my socks off. If you don't know what you want to do or you don't know how to get it done, then it's just a confusing mix of emotions. Try as you might to get motivated, if you don't know what to do, you just can't get there. If you don't trust the steps that you're taking are going to get you where you want to be, you just can't get there. A clear plan that you have faith in to get something you really want is probably the most motivating thing that exists. So let me say that in a different way. If you really want something and you know the steps it's going to take to get it, and you have faith that those steps will get it for you, you will be motivated to begin taking the steps. Clarity leads to motivation. So those are three things that I learned from this book. There are so much more, but I had to pick just three for my format. Next up, we have three things that I'm going to change about my life as a result of reading this book. Number one, chapter six is about forming habits, good or bad, and habits are triggered by cues. If I take a nap in the afternoon, when I wake up, I'm craving something sugary, probably because I had a healthy salad for lunch. That's a cue. When I don't take a nap, the temptation isn't there. I'm going to begin looking for the cues that trigger any bad habits and find ways to change them, and also begin looking for cues that will trigger good habits and start putting myself in environments that trigger good habits. Number two, in chapter 11, I learned that the amount of time you have been performing a habit is not as important as the number of times that you've performed it. This being the case, if I don't feel like exercising that day, I will tell myself to do it for at least 5 minutes. If frequency matters more than the amount of time spent exercising, a good habit will be formed and my chances of continuing it will be better, and I'll have more chances to keep going for a full 60 minutes that I want to do. The third thing that I am going to change in my life as a result of reading Atomic Habits, I am going to follow the recommendation in chapter 16 and begin tracking my habits again. A check mark on the calendar is positive reinforcement, and I'm going to do it with the commitment to never miss twice. If I miss a day of a habit, I will push harder the next day to make sure that I never miss a habit twice. Atomic Habits is a game changer for a person who wants to absorb the information and put it into action. It's part of my canon, and I am going to read it at least once a year until I've absorbed everything from it. I'm paraphrasing here, but the most important sentence in this book is this: every action you take is a vote for or against the type of person you wish to become. Get out there today and start voting for your best self. Thank you for listening to the Second Mix podcast. Once again, I am Matthew Bennett. If you are on Apple, please give me 5 stars and leave a review. Whatever platform you use, you can subscribe to hear the latest episodes of the show. I answer every email sent to matt@secondmix.net, and I love to hear from listeners. If you know of anyone who will find the show helpful or useful, please share this with them. I can't reach them without your help. Take steps that will make your week incredible. Until we meet again, keep reflecting, revising, and remixing your life. I'll see you soon.